I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Captain Jeff Green. He's with the Marquette Fire Department, and we talked about upcoming Fire Prevention Week activities, including the static display that's happening in Marquette in just about a week. Here's more on what's going on with Captain Jeff Green from the Marquette Fire Department.
We invite all of the county fire departments to bring a piece of apparatus and, of course, personnel down to Harlow Park on Washington Street. They set them up, let people climb all over them, take a look at them, take pictures, leave only fingerprints, that kind of stuff. Great opportunity for kids to see more fire trucks and pieces of equipment than they'll ever get a chance to see in one place.
And it's called the static display, which means they're all there, the fire trucks and the various gear parked and come and check it out.
Right. Right.
This is actually a great opportunity for the kids and the families, and let's admit it, the parents too. They can come and play with the fire trucks.
Absolutely.
And everything too. To kick off Fire Prevention Week, and the activity in and of itself also, though, opens the door to what Fire Prevention Week is really about, and that is educating people about being prepared in case of a fire.
Absolutely. It's a great way for us to kick the week off, to get the word out. Every year the NFPA comes out with a slogan, if you will, or a theme for Fire Prevention Week. And this year it's Don't Wait, Check the Date. Most of their themes are centered around smoke detectors because that's such a life-saving device. And this year's no exception to that.
This is obviously, it seems obvious, I should say, is that having working smoke detectors is a big part of having the early, I guess, detection, so to speak, to be able to get out safely. But not everybody has theirs up to date.
Right. Just having one isn't enough. Obviously, it has to have a working battery in it. That's the first concern that we have. But with a smoke detector, whether it's an ionization type or a photosensitive type, it has to be within a 10-year range, because after 10 years of manufacture, those sensors lose their ability slowly but surely. It's not like they just shut right off, but they aren't quite as sensitive. They don't sense a problem as early on. And that's really important today with the items that we have in our home and the makeup of all the items that we have in our homes now, because they ignite at a lower temperature, burn at a higher temperature, and give off just a slurry of toxicity that is just not good, obviously.
We're talking with Captain Jeff Green from the Marquette Fire Department about Fire Prevention Week activities. I didn't know that about smoke detectors. I kind of assumed that if you had one, they were okay for 10 years. If you've had one up for 10 years, even though you've been replacing the battery, it would be good to get
Good to get a new one, right. And it's relatively easy to see how old yours is. You simply spin it off of the base and take a look on the back. Mm-hmm. They all have a manufacture date on it, and do the math. If it's older than 10 years, then it's time to get a new one.
Would you say, Jeff, a good rule of thumb is if you're not sure, just do it?
If you can't find a manufacturing date, then it's definitely longer than 10 years old.
The cost of a new smoke detector and a new battery is so minimal compared to the cost of
$5 to $10, maybe.
Yeah.
And it really, really is inexpensive life insurance.
We continue in the studio this morning with Captain Jeff Green with the Marquette Fire Department. We're talking about Fire Prevention Week activities, and it all kicks off with the static display. Let's give them the details of when and where the static display is happening.
Sure, we can do that. October 8th, which is a week from this Saturday, we'll be down at the park off of Washington Street, Harlow Park. And it gets started at 11 o'clock thereabouts. We'll have apparatus will be showing up probably between 10 and 11, mm-hmm. But officially 11 o'clock. Goes until 12:30. Then we have a nice little parade that follows west on Washington Street to McClellan and the 41, and dissipates, mm-hmm. and all those apparatus go back home to cover their...
That parade is quite the thing, too, because everybody goes with, all the sirens blasting, yeah. and the lights on and everything, and if you don't know, it's coming.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, it sounds like something really big has happened in town, but it's always part of that. But it kicks off Fire Prevention Week activities, and I know also the big part of that, then, that happens the following week, and you do a lot of stuff with kids in schools and bring messages home to parents about not only the smoke detectors and that kind of thing, but having things like escape routes and stuff like that together.
Right. The two really go hand in hand. Just have a smoke detector isn't enough. Studies have shown that you're more likely, twice as likely, I should say, to survive a home fire if you have a working smoke detector. That number triples if you also have an escape plan and you practice it. From a firefighter standpoint, it's important for us that final piece of that escape plan is a meeting place outside. That offers us the accountability so that if we roll up on a structure fire, we know whether or not everybody's out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life conservation's priority one, obviously. And if everybody's out, then all we have to worry about is the structure and not the people inside.
That's the comments of Marquette firefighter Captain Jeff Green. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.